Okay.
And welcome back. 3 days until the debate. I believe they are going to run 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern, which will be 5 to 6:30 Pacific. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
That means Monday night will be on right after the debate's end. Very good. Okay. Jim Fetzer is the man who just said yes in the background. Professor Jim has been with us many times, reporting on the astonishing, should have been all over, 86 done, the double. When they ran that double out there, that should have done it. Should have been no more Hillary Clinton for president. But she's still there. Go ahead, Jim.
You're going to love this, Jeff. Just 10 minutes ago, President James called me because I'd sent him also the copies of the rules, you know, for the debate.
Yeah, I got them.
Yeah, well, he said, you know, how it looked like Hillary was boxed in. And I said, well, that's what you and I, Jeff and I, are going to talk about in 10 minutes. So he said, be listening. He said, what do the Las Vegas gamblers think? And I said, you know, that's a great question. I'm going to check it out. Get this, Jeff. You're going to love it. Okay. Published today, September 23rd at 5:13 p.m. Eastern time, okay? The article records that they're running neck and neck, Hillary 46.2, Donald 43.2, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. They do a poll of polls.
Which I don't trust, but go ahead.
Yeah. But here it says, as of today, the Las Vegas odd makers are betting drastically in favor of Clinton to win. They give her a 72%, Trump 28.
What?
But listen to this, Jeff. This is far more striking. Clinton fans shouldn't pop the champagne just yet. Distinguished historian Alan Lichtman of American University of Washington, D.C., who literally wrote the book predicting the next president, has correctly predicted the winner of every U.S. presidential election since 1984. And in a recent Washington Post interview, he said historical patterns currently favor Trump to win in November. And again, he's never been wrong. Uh-huh. The historian's calculation examined 13 key indicators every presidential election site with a true-false evaluation when six or more keys are false. The incumbent political party has always lost the White House. The keys are phrased to reflect the basic theory of elections are primarily judgments on the performance of the party holding the White House, Lichtman told the Post. Based on the 13 keys, it would predict a Donald Trump victory. The article adds this, Jeff. Still, the key variable right now is whether Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, gets at least 6% of the vote. If this happens, according to Lichtman, the incumbent party will lose. So far, polls show Johnson has 12% of the projected vote.
Right. Interesting.
Well, that's pretty damn interesting.
It looks to me like the odds makers are setting up the stage for some people to make some big scores.
Well, that's what they do with all these football games. You know, I got a guy who knows exactly what's going on. He can tell me in advance who's going to win, and it's very much a function of how Las Vegas is going to make the most money. I mean, I find it shocking. It's so disillusioning to me, Jeff, that I just no longer take pro sports seriously.
You can't. No, it's so easy to drop a pass, so easy to miss a shot. Come on.
Would
you miss a shot for $1 million? Come on.
The case that soured me was when the Seattle Seahawks were playing the Patriots.
Oh, and, God. A child could have made a better call than that. Yeah.
On the 1 yard line.
Yeah. Yeah.
And instead of running their great back in for the team, yeah, they had first place, they passed.
I know.
And it was intercepted. And then they blew it again, Jeff, because the Patriots were taken over on the 1 yard line. And if they'd been able to sack them for you know, a touchback,
2 points,
2 points, they could have got a field goal and won it still. So I mean, the whole thing really soured me right at that point in time.
Yeah.
I just never believed. And I've been a big fan of the Seahawks. I mean, Russell Wilson was quarterback right here at Wisconsin.
That was a real disgrace. I agree.
We got a show in the background, highly unusual, my friend.
What do we have?
I'm hearing the program in the background. Maybe it's only hear me.
I don't know. We're okay here. Todd, maybe take a listen, see what's going out.
Las Vegas favors.
That's too much of a. That spread isn't even close. It's ridiculous.
I agree. Look, if you just look at the biggest, what I think is the biggest indicator, do people think the country is moving in the right direction? 70% say it is not.
Of course, they want change. Of course,
in the right direction, right?
Absolutely,
this is a change.
Are you better off than you were when the Clintons took over, when the Bushes took over, when Obama took over? Come on,
just remember, she's promising to be an extension of Obama.
And put Bill in charge of the goddamn economy.
It's all so awful. But, you know, really, if we go back to this this question about the debate rules, Jeff.
Yeah, this is important. Now, let me set this up for Jim, and he's going to bring home the details. Hillary is not strong enough to stand for 90 minutes, okay? That's very much in doubt. So they tried to get her a stool to sit on, under the guise that she's too short at 5 foot, was she 5 foot four, whatever she is, and Donald Trump is 6 foot two. They want her to be about the same height, so they said we need a stool to make it at least visually fair. No, they were asking for a stool to put her fat ass on so she could stand there, but sitting for 90 minutes. Go ahead, tell us the rest.
The request was quickly rejected. Yeah, here. There are no commercial breaks, a commission source explained, period. Lester Holt, the moderator, does not have the authority to cut away from the stage, and microphone audio for either of the candidates is not to be manipulated. I'm telling you, Jeff, she can't do it. She can't be out there for an hour and a half under any circumstances. They're faking her, they're green screening her, they're fabricating these recent events because she can't handle it.
Yeah, North Carolina, gross video manipulation in that one. Okay, you're right. Now, Lester Holt can't cut away. No bathroom breaks. All right, I understand that. So Hillary's going to have to bag it. We also have her. They did say they're going to build the platform up higher to more equalize the height.
No.
I just read that. Here. It says, let me read this and tell me if it's wrong. The Presidential Debate Commission settled an early flashpoint when Clinton demanded a step stool at the podium to add height to her 5 foot 4 inch frame. Campaign chairman John Podesta expressed concern that Hillary would be too short next to the 6 foot 2 inch Trump. The request was quickly rejected. The commission is allowing for a custom made podium which will accommodate the difference in stature.
I think that's just going to be proportional. I mean, I don't think it's going to make her look bigger than Trump. Or
No. But they'll make them a little more even. That's 10 inches different.
It's not going to do any good, you know.
Won't do any good. She's still a dwarf criminal. Doesn't matter.
Historically, until, you know, I think John Kerry threw it away in Ohio, which was clearly, they had 250,000 votes that hadn't been counted yet.
He threw it away and ran.
The taller candidate has won every election in general. So Hillary, of course, is far from.
How could America even dream of putting the Clintons back in the? Didn't they learn anything?
It's marketing, Jeff. It's a.
Oh, PR. I know the
Hillary.
Game.
People
I know.
Don't know the truth. Once you discover the truth about Hillary, it makes you want to vomit. I mean, the idea this person could be seriously considered for the presidency is simply outrageous. But most Americans are played by the mass media, which has been, you know, attacking Trump relentlessly. No sense.
Never seen anything like it in my life.
Nothing like it has happened in American history before. It's stunning. And they're covering up Hillary's health problems, and they're not going after the Clinton Foundation, and they're giving her a pass on the emails. I mean, this is all scandalous. Any one of these.
Any one of them.
You know, modest proportion would have taken out any other candidate but Hillary Clinton.
Anyone. Trump would have been crucified and already buried by now. This is just amazing. She lost it last night. I think this, we can talk about stress. We can talk about her failing terminal health condition as cause of her losing it. We go back to the Gary Aldridge book and Gary Byrne, the new Secret Service agent who served under the Clintons and with the Clintons in the Clinton White House, wrote the book about Crisis of Character. Mm-hmm. And they both talked about her, the FBI guy, and then this new one, the Secret Service guy, as having this hideous rage and arrogance like she's a queen and just mean, cruel, rotten. Yeah. And that's carefully been sanitized by the media. But it last night, America finally got to see a little glimpse of who this woman really is. Here, I'll play it again. So just a short little bite. But you got to listen. And I know most of you have seen it. You're probably sick of it. But this is a real important, abject lesson in who this woman really is. The rage and the anger.
And I will fight back against so-called right to work. Right to work is wrong for workers and wrong for America.
Listen to that voice.
Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well, the choice for working families has never been clearer. I need your help to get Donald Trump's record out to everybody.
All right. See, that's all. That's all a woman has. Attack Trump. Attack Trump. That's all she's got. Attack Trump. Nothing.
What's so fascinating about that commercial is it works negatively for Hillary. It makes you less enthusiastic about it rather than more.
Oh, I
completely
agree.
I find it fairly stunning that got out there. And, of course, I mean, she really blew it. Well, you might say, hey, why shouldn't be 50 points ahead? And she sounds pissed off that she isn't 50 points ahead, Jeff.
She sounded like she wasn't joking.
I know.
She sounded like she really believes
serious.
That. And that's the arrogance and the condescension and she just abuses the American public with her disrespect.
I'll tell you,
constantly.
Jeff, things are getting out there. Bill Still, for example, has a late report about the pointer, you know, what we thought was the auto injection.
Yeah, I read that and I ran it. I've got it up
Isn't
there.
Isn't that fascinating? It turns out to be a laser pointer to help people who have Parkinson's keep walking.
The black guy.
Unbelievable.
When Dr. Frankenstein told her, keep talking, he's also been telling her to keep walking. In case you don't know it, you can see it. I've got the story up there. He has a laser pointer, and he would put a white dot on the ground in front of her that she was to step toward and put her foot on. And then he actually put it over on the door. Go through the door. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep talking. Keep talking. This is all incredible. The woman is a walking, zombie.
She's a medical disaster. She's a catastrophe.
I want to suggest...
She has this massive blood clot at the back of her skull and her brainstem dissolved.
Yeah, whoa. It didn't dissolve?
Right.
Where'd you get that?
The Coumadin she's taking actually doesn't dissolve the
It's not a clot dissolver. I know that. I know. Yeah, it's just a blood thinner, but it's not a clot dissolver. So I didn't know that there was confirmation that the clot is still there.
Oh, yes. From what I'm reading, absolutely.
Oh.
Well, we got multiple sources predicting she's got less than a year to live, but, you know, others have said they don't think she could even get to November.
Well, you see, that clot, if it were to move, break into pieces, she's gone. I mean, that's it, in an instant.
That's right.
I had, when I was in this crash, literally the inside of my skull was full of blood between my brain and my skull. And I said, I'm a clot. It could be clots everywhere. I could die. But I just had this feeling I shouldn't pay attention to it. I should just think about getting well. And thank God it worked out. But this, I didn't know the clot was still there. That's dangerous stuff.
Well, it looks as though this Lisa Bardak, you know.
She ought to be investigated, Jim.
Yes, and had her license removed in all probability.
I mean,
she's issuing fraudulent medical reports.
A test that doesn't exist was in her literature.
Oh, that's right. That contrast.
Doesn't exist.
Of which there does not exist a case, we're getting a lot of good stuff out here, Jeff. I think it's starting to see. And listen to this, Rand Paul. Now, this guy is the conscience of the Senate. Yeah. He's broken his silence. He's saying Hillary has significant health problems. Jeff, that opens a whole thing up in the Senate, in the Congress. It's now going to become a huge issue.
Mark, he's a doctor. He's a doctor. Come on,
and he's a doctor. Yeah, well, the guy says. Stupendous. I mean, he's one of the most intelligent members of the Senate. He's a master of the rules of the Senate. I thought he would have been a great running mate for Donald Trump.
Well, he shouldn't have attacked Trump in the beginning. He made a mistake. Well, he should have lightened up a little bit more. He was light, and then he got... Anyway.
I would have liked him much better than Mike Pence, who doesn't do a lot for me. But I guess if Pence has been able to, you know...
Pence is... I called on this program for Pence to step out as soon as he endorsed Rat Ryan, who wants open borders. I said, you cannot claim to be a Trump running mate by opposing his most rudimentary basic stand that we put a wall up on that border and regulate immigration. But no, and Pence endorsed Rat Ryan. To me, that said he's a globalist plant. He's a George Herbert Walker Bush to Ronald Reagan. He's a phony. And I agree with you that Rand Paul would have been a masterstroke.
I thought so, too. I even thought Mike Flynn would have been tremendous, a businessman and a, you know, military expert. Yeah. He was the head of the Defense Intelligence
Agency. Well, I'm not sure about that, but whatever. I Rand Paul, I'll go with you. I also think Ben Carson would have been fantastic.
Just
soft-spoken, measured, very eloquent in his speech. So either one of those, but Pence to me was...
I came down for the show and had the call from Preston, mm-hmm. I was watching this program on Fox. It's like a community thing with the Donald. And they brought in Ben Carson and his wife. And Carson was saying just wonderful things.
There
and
you go.
It was a very relaxed, absolutely brilliant promotional.
Who broadcast it? Fox?
Fox, yeah, it was on Hannity.
Oh, Hannity. What, guy's a hero. He really came through. I didn't used to like him, but he has totally changed me.
I agree, you know. Yeah. I was on Hannity's show twice, once with mm-hmm. Ollie, about they were trying to set me up on 9/11. Mm-hmm. But I knew much more about what they thought they knew about me, and I was able to take control of both shows.
That's
but the
funny.
Fact is, Hannity's been very, very good this campaign. He's been very good, Jeff.
I actually think he has been the best broadcast journalist in a regular reappearing role of anyone I've seen.
I bet description is that we're one of the categories for an Emmy.
That's true. I also like Laura Ingraham great deal. Ann Coulter, I give her five stars. There's some really good people out there, very small in number, but very strong in patriotism and honor. Now, here's one you may or may not have heard. Did you hear the psychiatrist?
Tell me.
Okay, Dr. Keith Ablow, A-B-L-O-W. Hillary should drop out of Monday's debate. She could get severely injured. Psychiatrist. Yeah. All right, you ready for this? It's a minute and a half.
Yeah, go for it.
Here we go. This is also from Fox.
How do you think Hillary Clinton should prepare for debating Donald Trump?
Oh, man. Yeah, how do I think she should prepare? I think she should say, you know what, I'm going to hold three press conferences. I'm not doing the debates. Because it's like the third rail. I don't know that debating Donald Trump is something that you can plan for great success with. It's like getting in the ring with Muhammad Ali because you got the rodeo clown and the skilled boxer in one person. In a way, if I had been advising Hillary Clinton, I may have said, listen, say that he's a reality TV show, that he's been beyond the pale, and simply don't debate and have three press conferences. Because I think she could get hurt, and hurt badly.
How do you think she could get hurt?
I think she could get hurt because Donald Trump says things that are true. He can say things that are unfettered, the naked truth. He may stop at some point and say, listen, I want you to be able to tell me now that, in fact, you didn't steal money from the United States government because I've been in business a long time. To me, what you did looks like theft. And frankly, I think if it weren't for your political connections, you'd be indicted right now and likely in jail. And I mean
that's
no offense
stuff,
by that.
Okay.
All right.
I think she's running other risks too, Jeff. I think she's running neurophysiological risks. I think she could have a seizure. I think she could freeze up. I think she could faint. I think she could come out of this with greater brain damage than she had going
Honest about this. Let's talk about whether you believe in karma or not. This woman gets no compassion from me, and whatever happens is her karma. She's killed too many people. what she did to Libya and Muammar Gaddafi, and certainly with Bill in Iraq for 8 years. She's guilty of the deaths of better than a half a million people. So I have no problem. If she were to keel over and die on stage, she'd make political history, and that's fine with me. Wouldn't bother me at all. That's just the truth. That's my feeling. I'm sick of people killing other human beings and getting away with it, stealing billions of dollars and getting away with it. There's such a thing as accountability, and if it has to come in that fashion, let it come.
Is there any way in which these shootings, which are so distracting, I mean, you turn on and you want to see some intelligent discussion of politics, there's nothing but Charlotte and the shooting and all that. Could in any way be, you know, massive distractions from her? What did
well,
she
I
call
can prove,
the
I can
Trump
prove,
followers? The deplorables? The
I can
deplorables?
Prove, I can prove it is.
Sounds like the disposables? Deplorables? Disposables?
Yeah. That sound like dirty diapers. Are you ready? Here's your answer. George Soros, as we already know, was paying demonstrators to fill the DNC. What are they, $25 a night or something? I don't know, $50 something. To make sure enough bodies were there.
Yes.
He's been hiring and running in demonstrators in all kinds of venues. In Charlotte, the police have reported that 75% of those arrested have been from out of the area. They have out-of-area identifications. They were sent in, Jim.
Well, this Soros guy is a nasty piece of work, Jeff.
He seems
to be all behind the mass immigration. You know, we got this little community Stone Mountain or something like that, that has 6,000, and they're bringing in more immigrants into this little community of 6,000 in Georgia than Los Angeles and New York City have received combined.
Well, that's Soros and Obama's plan to bring them in so they can take over the elections and institute Sharia law, take over the community council, the county council, with Muslims. This is the plan. That's why they're doing it.
And Obama at the United Nations was talking about how the United States needs to give up some of its sovereignty in order to join the global community.
The contempt that man should be held under is immeasurable. Be right back with Jim. Hang on. Mentioned earlier that Jim made about the laser pointer. You can see it. The heck did I have it here? The second story in headlines? Let me find out. It's a Bill Still report.
Yep, that's right.
It's the second
very good
story.
This guy, very low-key, but he does very good.
Yeah, I've run his stuff for a long time, but haven't seen him for a while.
He hits the nails on the head.
Yeah. I've got it up there. It says, Debate Monday, Clinton hiding Parkinson's or dementia. Bartak, Clinton scored perfectly on non-existent test. So
there's a whole lot. Right. The title, it's a special report number 1204, campaign. Clinton is covering up her Parkinson's disease, non-existent test. Yes, because Her physician, as you were mentioning, was talking about a non-contrast, what was it, CAT scan? And it's impossible to do the scan without contrast.
She's really skating on thin ice, that doctor, in my view. She's asking. There could be an inquiry into her real quick. Should be. I still think the RNC should file a suit in federal court against Hillary for hiding and obfuscating her health.
Well, I think for running out a double, Jeff. running out of Dublin.
Yeah.
That should gut the whole thing. That should disqualify the campaign. But listen, I think there's another huge story out here that this Charlotte business is suffocating, which is that Obama has vetoed the bill allowing American citizens to sue Saudi Arabia. I mean, Jeff, look at it this way. From the point of view of the average American, 15 of the 19 alleged hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. The 28 suppressed pages of the 9/11 Commission report were about Saudi Arabian funding for 9/11. The Saudis have flipped their lid and said in response that they would pull out $750 billion of assets they have invested in the United States. And the Saudi press, in anger, responded that on 9/11, the United States attacked the United States. This is beginning to add up.
Yes.
And I'll tell you about these votes, Jeff. They didn't actually have debates. They went in the House. They went directly from the committee to a voice vote on the floor because the 9/11 observance was coming up and they didn't want to be embarrassed by not having to act on it. In the Senate, it was done by a voice vote with no opposition, but they have had no debate about it. Now, because they're going to have to override the veto, which I believe will happen, there's going to be a great deal of debate about this, Jeff, at the worst possible time for Hillary Clinton. I predict this veto is not only going to tarnish Barack Obama in the eyes of the American people because he's siding with the Saudis over Americans, but it's going to affect Hillary, too. This is going to cast her in a very bad light.
I well said. I agree.
How can the President of the United States side with Saudi Arabia?
Look, the guy is he's a Muslim, he's a traitor, he should be up on treason charges. The guy is not a president of the people, by the people, for the people. He is doing exactly what he declared he would do before he took office. So I guess you can't say he's lying. He said he was going to, in some massive way, transform the United States. People thought change, good, yes, no. He's transforming it into a socialist third world sewer.
Bringing in a bunch of Muslims.
That's right.
The people, I think, are getting very, very pissed off about all this stuff. Every one
they
of these
should.
Developments favors Donald Trump, Jeff. Every one of these.
I agree.
Even the shooting, even the police out of control, it seems to me, favors Trump. It shows the government has been responsible.
Right.
And, you know, I do not understand why, in relation to Chicago, where the death rate is skyrocketing, they don't simply point out that this is what happens when you take away the right to carry guns. Studies have shown it. I had one included as an appendix in the first edition of
it.
Nobody died at Sandy Hook.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. simpler than stop and frisk. Yeah, if you just restore the Fourth Amendment right of Chicago citizens and things will return to normal.
We have all the laws we need. We don't need any new laws. All we need to do is enforce the laws we have, follow the Constitution. Nothing needs to be. And these people talking about a constitutional convention are the most. You better fear those people as much as you fear anything. We have a constitutional convention and they'll gut that thing real quick. Real quick, that's their wet dream.
I think the idea of a constitutional convention is extremely dangerous.
That's the end.
You couldn't possibly control the destiny of the country, the nation from there.
Here's Bill Still. Let's listen to Bill for a minute. He's a soft-spoken, quiet guy, very smart, and he's excellent. And
his words pack a punch.
Here we go. Name is Bill Still.
Good morning. I'm still reporting on the Clintons. Hillary Clinton has failed to appear at a series of fundraisers in California this week, sending Bill Clinton in her stead. The campaign claims that her pneumonia has kicked up again. However, questions are being raised about the credibility of some of the statements that have been made by Clinton's longtime physician, Lisa Bardack. According to a physician who is President Obama's second cousin once removed, Dr. Milton R. Wolf, a board-certified radiologist from Kansas, Hillary's doctor just claimed Hillary had a perfect score on a test that does not exist. On September 14th, Dr. Bardack wrote that a non-contrast chest CT scan, including a CTA calcium score, was performed. But according to Dr. Wolf, again, a board-certified radiologist, a CTA or CT or CAT scan angiogram, it always requires contrast, always. It cannot be included in a non-contrast CT scan. Dr. Bardak, who is an internist, not a radiologist.
Hang on a sec. This is damning information for this woman's professional integrity, her reputation, and she really should be hauled up before a medical board and put through the hoops. This is really dumb.
She is chair of internal medicine at Caremount Medical in New York and a dip.
All right, this is going to buffer here, but you get the idea.
All right, we'll keep it going.
Sorry, she should know the difference. Dr. Wolf continued in another tweet. So Hillary's doctor, who says hashtag Hillary's health is excellent, just claimed Hillary had an imaging study that does not exist. Oops. Most people do not buy Dr. Bardak's assertion that Clinton is in excellent health. So what is going on with Hillary that is causing her to miss so many critical campaign events? Dr. Ted Noel, a retired MD, believes Clinton has Parkinson's disease. Over the past week, he has discussed his conclusions with Chicago reporter Gary Franchi.
And what you see with Hillary is what's called a lateral strabismus. That is, her left eye wanders off to the lateral side, and it's just sitting there passively. And she does this several times during this.
That's Dr. Noel talking in Bill's report.
The one at Temple University on the 19th of September is even more interesting, because what would happen is that as she would look, for example, her right eye goes over to look at something on the right. You see, instead of the left eye tracking it nicely, what happens is the right eye comes over and the left eye goes overshoot and then comes back and comes in. When the right eye goes over left, the left eye comes overshoot and back in. This is called a loss of vergence.
What's the meaning of these eye movement abnormalities? Dr. Noel says they indicate some sort of degenerative problems with Clinton's brain function.
The control of eye movement comes through the third, fourth, and sixth cranial nerves. These are not spinal nerves. They come directly from the brain to the eye. That means that this is a control issue in the brain. You can't make it into anything else. Now, whether it's due to post-concussion syndrome, one doctor I was speaking with yesterday suggested that the post-concussion syndrome is more likely for that lateral strabismus, but it could actually be both. And the control issues, because they've come up very recently, say two things. One, as I said, this is something in her brain. Two, it's something that's getting worse recently.
All right, there you go, Dr. Noel.
I have a little more to say, but it did.
Yeah, well, I'll get to it here. We got to let it get caught up here. There's, I guess, so many people watching these things. Because I don't have the quickest DSL in the world. He'll get to the laser pointer next, which we want to hear. So we'll get that for you in just a minute. There's no question that a lot of things could happen Monday night. They're going to give her every medical aid they can, and we will see. Here's more.
If we look at the literature, there's lots of discussion of eye movement abnormalities in Parkinson's, and these eye movement abnormalities are part of what gets discussed.
So the question is, will Clinton show up at the first debate this coming Monday night, September 26th? Dr. Noel thinks it would be very troublesome for her campaign if she has one of these eye incidents while on camera.
If she gets in the debate and we see this kind of eye movement, because people are looking directly at her face when she's talking, there's not going to be any way to hide it. And if this comes during the debate, it's going to be a big part of all the coverage that comes right afterwards, or a network that won't look at it is going to get real problems from its viewers, because they're going to say...
It caught up with itself again. I'll go back to it in just a minute. This is a really important point that Dr. Noel is making. I'm wondering if they're going to soft focus her, keep the cameras back as much as they can from her face. You know the games, Jim. It's all showbiz. So they can do a lot. They can definitely soft focus. They can shoot the angles. But if she has an attack of strabismus on there, it's going to be pretty tough to hide. So we'll see. Here's more. Now here's the laser pointer.
And still reporting. Yeah, here's the
loop.
Could
be more
August.
Serious. She could have a seizure. She could freeze up right there in front of God and everybody.
That's okay with me. All right.
No, I like your karma report.
All right. Here's
not the laser.
Here's the laser thing. Now we're looking at a still frame here of Hillary on the left wearing Vestal Virgin white and the rapist next to her, and then on the right is Dr. Frankenstein, and in his left hand is that device that people thought was an ejector. It's not. It's a simple little laser pointer. Now, that makes all the sense in the world. He's got it outside of his jacket pocket. It's in his left hand. He's assuming that all the press will be focused on Bill and Hillary. Well, this particular freeze frame and the video shows Dr. Frankenstein on the right, and his hand is right there holding this laser pointer. Now, guess what it's for? We've already implied that it's for Parkinson's patients, but listen to Bill Still's explanation of it.
Eighth, we said that it looked like Hillary's handler, this guy, had a diazepam pen at the ready to inject Hillary should she have a seizure. But why would this guy be so careless as to actually have it out where people could see it if there was no immediate threat of her falling to the ground? You see her walking along with her husband, Bill, hand in hand. That was the best theory we could come up with at the time, but now we have one that makes much more sense.
Hi, I'm Bob Shrupp, physical therapist.
Fred Heinrich, physical therapist.
And together we are the most famous physical therapists on the Internet.
In our opinion, of course, Bob.
Today we're going to talk about three tips to help someone with Parkinson's when they have those freezing episodes.
Right, so you know, that one foot sticking to the floor.
Yes, like they're exactly right, like their feet are stuck to the floor, they can't move them. They can try to step over an imaginary line.
Right. You could use a laser here.
Yep, he's got a laser pointer. I don't know if you can see that, Lonnie. There's the dot. That works out really nice because the idea is you can actually tell him to step on it, Brad, so you can keep it stationary. Try to step on that pointer.
And there's no trip hazard. It's not like stepping on your foot or putting a cane down or something of that nature.
Look at the handler. He's on the left. Same guy. He's got a white laser this time. They probably have a bunch of different colors for depending on the situation.
Okay, I got to stop it because you've got to see this video. The guy is on the left, Dr. Frankenstein. Hillary's on the right. Homa is next to her. Bill has vanished. They're moving toward a door. Straight ahead, we're seeing the back of Hillary as she's moving toward a door. Dr. Frankenstein is shining this white laser dot on the door, which happens to be black, to show Hillary where to go. It is unmistakable. You cannot argue this. We have figured it out thanks to Bill Still and whoever he talked to, those two therapists. He is putting the laser dot on the door. Hillary, follow the dot.
And this really does.
Here we go.
In his hand.
Hold on.
Pointing the way to get out of the convention hall.
Hold on a second, Jim. It's the exit from the convention hall that she and Huma, who's showing lots of teeth here, like she's real happy, but the big black guy is showing her with the laser dot where to go. Hang on.
So there it is. This device is a laser pointer to keep Hillary Clinton moving.
It's on the door.
During a Parkinson's-induced freeze-up.
Can't miss it.
So that no one can figure out that she actually has Parkinson's disease. Notice that the handler is walking alongside the Clintons, and he's looking down at the floor in front of them. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.
Good job, Bill Still. Congratulations on that disclosure. No question. It's in the video. You see the white laser dot moving around the black door. That's where to go, Hillary. Keep talking. Keep talking. Keep moving. Keep moving. That's the name of the game.
Jeff, is just astounding how much evidence there is. And this is an enormous fraud. You've got a major political party in the United States to try to put an invalid into the White House without the knowledge of the American people.
It's criminal fraud at the highest level, and there ought to be a lawsuit filed in federal court. I'm telling you, I don't see how this cannot happen. That laser pointer is... What do we need? If the woman, I guess the only thing the woman hasn't done is die yet. She's damn near close to dying on that collapse. Full body seizure. Falls forward like a cord of dead wood. And then, by the way, three people were holding her when she fell. They moved her off the curb. Her feet were not engaged. She fell forward and almost took all three of them to the ground with her face first.
Well, I suspect she had one of these freezing fits that are typical of Parkinson. She froze up. They didn't have the laser pointer.
No, they lost all. She lost all. I think she was unconscious, Jim. I don't think she was conscious.
I'm willing to believe that. And you see, I think we have drawn so much attention to the doubles. They can't risk running a double out there for the debate. So they're saving her up, Jeff. They canceled all of her campaign activities until the election, except for the debates, period.
She's on the schedule for October 27th for a fundraiser.
She's not going to do it. Believe me, she's not going to do it.
No, I agree. It's canceled. That doesn't mean anything. Nothing.
Yeah.
This is it.
She canceled all these fundraisers in California. Well, that's big bucks. She's giving up big bucks.
Well, I don't think her campaign contributions are there anymore. I think they're not.
Anyone with any smarts, you know what happened? We had a sign today of the things going Trump's way. Not only has Sheldon Adelson committed $45 million to the Trump campaign.
Oh, he did. I didn't hear that.
But Ted Cruz, of all people,
supported,
endorsed Donald Trump today. And they were making light of it in a lot of the political commentaries because, you know, but they're still mistakenly thinking that when Trump accused his father of having been involved in the fringe of the JFK assassination, that he was wrong. But he was right. He was absolutely right on. Just like he was right on about Obama not having been born in the United States. I can't believe all these commentators who don't do any research, don't know what they're talking about, but blithely assume that the critics of Donald are right.
Well, let me say one thing about that. It is my belief that Obama was born in the United States, and when Trump made that clear, he said, Obama was born in the United States, period, end of story. I've ended the birther issue. I think he knows that Obama was born with Stanley Ann Dunham, the mom, in Seattle, and then they went back to Hawaii. That's what happened. You got to look at the video, Dreams of My Real Father.
I haven't done that yet. You're absolutely right.
No, you have to look at that. That will fill in all the blanks, Jim.
They have all the monuments to Obama in Kenya. They celebrate his birth.
It's all BS.
They're so proud to have a president born in who was first born in
it's
Kenya.
It's crap. He wasn't born there.
Dreams of My Real Father.
Yeah, it's online. You got to watch. You will then have it all. That's it. I think that information came from the Mossad, right to Joel Gilbert, the filmmaker. They were trying to put Romney in. They didn't want Obama in. They knew he was a Muslim. So the Jewish state dumped this information into Joel Gilbert's hands. He made a great documentary. It was the truth. When you see that, you'll go, holy God, that's it. That's it. Explains the whole Frank Marshall Davis thing. Explains how he knocked up Stanley Ann Dunham. How poor Stanley Ann Dunham's father was the FBI agent who was in Hawaii, and his job was to watch and surveil Frank Marshall Davis, who ends up knocking up his daughter. Now, how do you think he felt? So they brought in Barack Obama Sr., used him as a patsy to try to hide the fact that Davis was the father of this. Anyway, sickening. So it's real. You got to look at it. It's an absolute necessity.
I will.
Tell me what you think after you look at it. You're going to say, geez, that's it. That's the answer. It's all there. It's all there.
Jeff, I'll tell you some odd things are happening in the wake of these so-called bombings with a pressure cooker reminding us about Boston.
Yeah.
There's a video out there, Boston bombing. Did you notice this? Talking about how the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities. And then a second tweet that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the Boston Public Library which went down exactly as reported in the tweet. And, you know, this is just one of the fragments of the, you know, we must have 500 different proofs about the faking of the Boston bombing in the book. And I suppose nobody died in Boston either.
Yeah.
Jeff, it's 440 pages, 350 photographs at Moonrock Books. And if you had read that book, if you understood the Boston bombing, you wouldn't be conned by what happened here in New York.
Now,
it's
totally
fraudulent.
You're updating your most recent book to include the Hillary fraud, aren't you?
Yes.
All right, that's
that will be, yeah, we want to have that out this month, before the election.
That's why you
before
were...
Before the election.
Yeah,
well, we've got it almost completely done, Jeff.
Wow.
Well, and I'm very glad to be including work of yours and comparing the images. It's going to be terrific.
I'm honored, but most important thing is to get that information out there. October is going to be, I think, the decline and fall of Hillary Rodham Clinton. 5'4", is that her width or her height? I'm not sure. But no, I know that's not nice to do, but she's not a nice person, so I'm giving her what
she's certainly not
did.
Slim and trim like the girl came bounding out of her daughter's apartment.
That was Mary Poppins.
I mean, it's just so stunning, Jeff, that they try to pull this bamboozle the American people. It's as outrageous as it gets.
It's criminal fraud. That's what it is. Now, Monday night, the debate will be over, and if you're available,
I'll be available, Jeff.
All right.
Gotta do it. We gotta dissect it Monday night. I'll
Very
be there.
Good. All right, Jim. You take care. Thanks.
Got it.
All right. All right, back in a flash. Well, about six or seven. Back shortly with hour number three. Don't go away.